or just celebrating with family and friends, whatever makes their holiday more jolly. For complete rules and to enter for your chance to win, visit countryhearthbreads.com/sweeps.
Welcome back in, everybody. Happy Tuesday. It's a happy hour sports with Steen and Scott. He's looking for his microphone.
I'm like, wait a minute. There's nothing close to me. So, hi there.
How we doing?
Watched a little too much football last night. A couple beers in the garage, if you know what I mean. So, it's Tuesday. Happy to be here.
Good to have you here. That would be Scott. This is Steen. You're listening to us on 101.3 FM, 1700 Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. You can check us out on Twitter, at SteenOnSports, at ScottBrower_13, at 1700 The Champ, and at HappyHour_SS. Facebook is at 1700 The Champ, and website 1700thechamp.com. You and I, Toledo, 7 o'clock tonight. Thursday night, you're going to get Raiders and Rams coming up. So just for this week, Scott's in here today. We're both off tomorrow. Scott's back in here with me on Thursday. Yep. I'm off on Friday. Company Christmas party. We'll talk about the Breakfast Club Christmas party. That was a ton of fun.
There's still photos that are bubbling up from that party. Yikes.
Yeah. So let's see. Where else are we at here? Sponsors. There they are. Sponsors are Northwest Bank, Woodman Controls, Des Moines Orthopedic, Palmer Group, Heritage Building Maintenance, BetMGM, Come and Go, all of the above. So I want to thank all of them for being part of the show. So I had a crazy day yesterday. I just went from one subject to another and was just frantically waving my hands and happy no one was seeing me talking like I was actually talking to somebody.
Gotcha.
So I'm going to start today's show by giving you the floor because I haven't talked to you since last Friday. So sports over the weekend, I have a word. I can't use it.
Yeah. What has,
what's in your craw?
Tickled my fancy, if you will. Go. Obviously my world's collided watching the 49ers and the Dolphins.
It was a pretty good post that you had. I like that.
Yeah, both sides going.
It's difficult, right?
Yeah. And it was because, I mean, you're watching the game unfold and the Niners have a phenomenal defense. Okay. But the quarterback for Miami, Mr. Tua, I've never seen him overthrow so many passes. I mean, it's his accuracy was out the window, all these different things. But then as my frustration grew watching that game, to see Jimmy G get rolled up on, they thought his ankle, then ended up being broken foot, in which we've got some late information on. Yeah. That is just
it's not as bad. So 7 weeks.
Seven weeks. They're thinking he could come back in the divisional playoffs. You right. know, so
that's tough though. You haven't played for 7 weeks on your foot. Yeah.
We'll see. But it just was, the air was out of the living room. It's like, no. They're gonna put in Brock Purdy and my phone starts blowing up. All my Niners fans. Purdy's gonna beat you. I'm like, oh man. So, yeah, he, to all the funny little stats that came across, Mr. Irrelevant, the last person, picked in the draft, gets his first and he gets his second NFL touchdowns. I mean, it's he had a good day. I mean, it's not like anybody had a minute of tape on him.
No.
But he didn't make the mistakes. McCaffrey had a phenomenal day. I mean, they were.
There's talent on that team,
and he didn't make mistakes, and it worked out well
for you with Tua. The reason that these quarterbacks have their kryptonite. It looks like Pat Mahomes' kryptonite is Cincinnati.
Right.
Buffalo struggles with a couple of teams. Tua's going to struggle against a team like San Francisco, whose pass rushers are all like 6'3", 6'4", 6'5". It takes away his vision and he wants a lane to throw. If you give him a lane,
there is two starters gone off the offensive line as well for Miami. But still, it to me, there was a lot of passes that could have been made because that was touted as his accuracy and quickness of getting rid of it. But again, There was a frown on one side of my face and a smirk on the other to see Brock Purdy out there slinging it. And it was, well, it was pretty darn cool.
To hear people talk about him yesterday and today, Colin Cowherd talked about him a ton today. You know, he's a 4-year starter at Iowa State and he won football games. I'm like, yeah, he won a ton of football games. Yeah. And is he Jimmy Garoppolo? No.
But that's not a bad thing.
But that's the thing that he fits into that Shanahan system. He just wants somebody that won't make mistakes.
Well, and I love that they didn't rush right out to, you know, everybody.
Well, they weren't going to get paid. Somebody said, well, they're just going to pick up Baker Mayfield.
No, that's not the answer.
That is not a fit.
Not even close to being a fit.
His fit is a quarterback that can complete up almost close to 70% of his passes. Now, for the San Francisco 49ers next year, this would be really funny because Jimmy Garoppolo's had issues with Tom Brady before. Mm-hmm. If I'm the San Francisco 49ers and I think Tom Brady can play one more year, that's who I want quarterbacking my team.
Well, and Jimmy G will be in New York Jet.
I think he yeah. could be a New York Jet. And, right. I think that would be something because that's a team that has a lot of talent on both sides of the ball.
You get a healthy Breece Hall back, yeah, and just doesn't people have a are going to salivate to be quarterback yeah,
just,
out there.
Just don't have a quarterback that can do what you need to do. There are certain teams out there that can't take care of turnovers. Yeah. You know, they just don't. And there's other teams. The Kansas City Chiefs don't care if Patrick Mahomes has turnovers. The Buffalo Bills don't care if Josh Allen has turnovers. They think that they're good enough to get through that. There's other teams. I mean, Mike McDaniel in Miami knows Tua. If Tua has 3 interceptions in a game or 2 interceptions in the game, they probably lost the game.
Right.
And that's how they coach around that. But I was happy for Brock Purdy. He's not the answer, but he's a great guy to have on your team because I guarantee you he knows the playbook inside and out.
Yes.
He's a great practice player. He's used to doing it. He's good at lowering expectations and bringing expectations up.
He didn't look uncomfortable. He did not look uncomfortable in the huddle. He came out there and said, all right, cool, let's do this.
The best thing that I saw was Dan Orlovsky, who I love because I love him. I love him and Emmanuel Acho when they're all, they're putting him up there. Yeah. And he's like, this is a quarterback that was a third string quarterback that came in and playing a defense that can mess with you. And he's already looking. I mean, he goes, you watch him. He takes his back. He stared at a wide receiver. They all jumped there and still staring at that wide receiver through to the other wide receiver. Brock Purdy knows how to do stuff like that. Right. You just can't expect that if it's 3rd and 18 that he's going to be able to get you there.
Right. Yeah.
With people with their ears pinned back and just going.
Right.
He's going to take off running.
Some of the coolest verbiage to hear, though, it's such a juxtaposition of what we're used to. Of Purdy to Kittle.
Yeah.
I mean, I went, oh.
How cool is that?
Yeah, and that's I said to my wife, I said, ISU to Iowa, that's pretty cool right there.
Yeah, I think that is a huge, I just thought it was, I agree with you, I thought that was one of the bigger stories.
So, I mean, obviously the Niners played the way better game, and it's their defense is number one, top three, whatever they are, right? Like they played like it. The Dolphins did not do what they needed to do, far as being that efficient offense. I don't know. It showed maybe there was something there too with people saying, well, they look really good the last 5 games because they played no one.
Right.
It's that was their challenge. That was their test. But that's
what you have to do in the NFL. There's a lot of teams in the NFL right now that have lost games that they shouldn't have lost. And now they're looking up at the standings going, wow, we kind of messed up here. I mean, there's a lot of bad football teams in the NFL, and there's a lot of bad quarterback play in the NFL. And it used to be that you got the ball inside the 20, you were scoring touchdowns. That's not happening in the NFL as much as it used to. So it was a crazy, crazy, crazy weekend. Let's talk a little bit about Baker Mayfield gets let go.
Right.
And I heard a bunch of people on radio today. I'm doing budgets. I'm driving around, so I'm listening to sports talk all day, flipping through. And they're like, you know, he's got nothing. He can't. I'm like, listen, he's won football games. He's won a lot of football games. You have teams right now that are playing quarterbacks that they know they're not going to win football games with. Do I think, listen, Matthew Stafford can't play because he's hurt. The other guy, they're getting him killed. At least Baker Mayfield, if there's one thing what's the one thing he's known for? He's a tough son of a gun.
Right.
I mean, he gets beat up a lot.
I was going to say, not the most intelligent of getting beat up, but no, he's gonna sling it. He's going to headbutt his lineman without a helmet type stuff. I mean, when that's 50% of his positives, they've also got the Baker negative.
Oh, you know? Which is a ton of.
Right. But no, I agree with you. And I mean, to see the fall, I mean, 3-9, former, I mean, just a year ago, Super Bowl champs.
I mean, they've been so injured this year.
Did you see the stats? Speaking of last year's Super Bowl, did you see the stats on Cincinnati? Last year, it's almost identical.
Right, exactly.
Everything that's going up, their stats as far as performance, yards, turnovers, all these different things to last year. All they need is a run. And that wasn't too bad of a game against Kansas City.
He is... When his nickname is Joe Cool, his nickname should be Joe Cool.
Right.
He is fun to watch and some of the biggest stories in the NFL right now, besides playoff talk and you still have a bunch of Tom Brady winning that game last night. The exact 180 opposite of what Tom Brady signed up for last year.
Yeah.
And he thought for himself, he thought last year was bad or not last. So 2 years ago, winning the Super Bowl, then last year struggling. And it's like, I have to have structure, and they look like they have no structure. I mean, he's so angry at people, but there's nobody. Half the people they're all injured. So he doesn't even know. They won that game last night without one offensive lineman that they even had a twinkle in their eye was going to be on their team. Yeah. And he still won that stupid game last night.
And I love you, son. My son Drew, the Saints fan. I didn't hear a peep out of him last night.
Oh, I bet. That was a horrific
loss. But you know what? As soon as you looked at it mathematically, you looked at it time-wise, you went, oh, no. He's going, yep, here he goes.
Yeah.
Oh, no. And then, okay, Saints get the ball back. You know, they're fine. It's going to be – they were in it, what was it, 3 and out in 36 seconds?
Yeah.
It's 36 or 41 or something. I'm like, good Lord, come on.
Another team, they're like, okay, yeah, we lost Sean Payton. What should we do? Just like the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Okay, Tom kind of got tired of Bruce Arians, and Bruce Arians was kind of tired. What did both those teams do? Hired defensive coordinators.
Right.
They've got no idea in the world how to run offenses.
I mean, come on. Kamara, was it 2 years ago? Was just – everybody was just clamoring
over. He doesn't
want to
play. He's just going to say, I'm hurting. I don't want to play.
And then
– pay me my money.
The Red Rocket, I just went blank, from
Andy Dalton.
Andy Dalton, Taysom Hill, Olave. I mean, splashes of brilliance when it hits, but
– Olave's really fun. That was a bad drop last night. A really bad drop.
Right.
But
was it Ingram? Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of different I don't understand. Because let's think of this scenario again. He should have gone out, but didn't go out. Or no, as vice versa. He went out where should have stayed in. The clock would have went down, not giving him time. The fact that he went, it's like, really? I mean, I don't know how I got into it, but I've got the foil hat group on my Twitter feed now that it's a big conspiracy and everything about the NFL, and it's all rigged. Every game is rigged. I'm like, good Lord, come on.
Yeah, if you really truthfully believed in that, the Cincinnati Bengals. I mean, just take the Cincinnati Bengal Kansas City game. If games were rigged to do that, what purpose? The only purpose to rig games is to make money.
Mm-hmm.
Having Kansas City lose and have Cincinnati win would not make the NFL money. They want Kansas City and Buffalo.
Right.
Because not that they don't love Cincinnati, but it's not a huge market. and it's not two teams. I mean, people don't know Joe Burrow, even though he went to the Super Bowl. They still don't know Joe Burrow, and we know Joe Burrow, but yeah, it's
I went on last night's game. It was the, I'm like, you know what? I'll just throw $10 at it, and it was Saints to win between 6 and 12. So just had to win by a touchdown. And then I started looking at, as the game went, there is no possible way that this math is going to work. If they do, okay, so they could maybe, but they're not going to kick a field goal and this. And then it just went, oh, it's Tom Brady time. There's, you know, there you go, BetMGM. There's
$10. There's $10. Here you go.
Yep.
It, that's the kind of way it goes. I spent a lot of time, and we'll when we come back, we got a couple of minutes. We got about a minute left here.
Right.
We're going to talk about the college football playoffs. We'll get into what the college football playoffs would look like.
Yep.
If it was in the 12 team range, I think that's pretty fun. We have to talk a little bit because I haven't seen you since Iowa State letting go of Tom Manning, letting Nate take over the offensive coordinator job, right, which I think is a really cool thing. We haven't really got to talk about all the people leaving the University of Iowa, the people coming in. So we have those things to talk about.
We got a lot to talk about because I'm head scratching that. I thought, okay, they made the big move with bringing in
Cade McNamara,
for Iowa, but yet the valve didn't shut off.
No,
the change
still hasn't shut off.
The change didn't happen that needs to happen.
And that's that thing. I think that was one of the biggest things that I talked about yesterday. Was this is Kirk Ferentz? He will not do anything until after the bowl game. They're going to prepare for the bowl game. They're going to go play the bowl game,
right,
and then they'll talk about it. It's too late. That's too late.
My little brother from North Liberty sent me a cool little thing about the two quarterbacks. I'll read that to you in a minute.
But cool. You are listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We're coming to you live on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. So much more to talk about. We'll be back right after this break.
On sports, 1700 The Champ, real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Once again, happy Tuesday, happy hour sports with Steen and Scott.
What's up?
My partner's sitting across from me. He's in here. I'm in here. It's going to be a good day. We already, first segment, boom, gone.
Boom.
Out of here. You're listening to us live on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, real sports talk for real sports fans. You can check us out on Twitter at ScottBrower_13, at HappyHour_SS, at Steen on Sports, and at 1700 The Champ. Facebook's at 1700 The Champ as well. You and I versus Toledo tonight. Then you and I they play South Florida then on Monday. We got the Army Navy game. We got the Raiders and the Rams on Thursday night. There's a pretty good chance that Baker Mayfield may be the quarterback.
That's what I was just thinking. Ooh, that'll be must watch.
And with the Las Vegas Raiders coming back to life, winning three games in a row. I don't know. Crazy stuff.
Just had to gel, I guess.
So all of those things coming up. Once again, I'm out on Wednesday and Friday, but we'll be back in here doing Happy Hour Sports on Thursday. You got first read. Take it away.
Heritage Building Maintenance provides quality health-centric building maintenance and janitorial services throughout central Iowa and the Midwest. Heritage is future-focused and driven by technology to find a healthier and more efficient way to serve their clients. They believe they should provide the first line of defense and proper health care, be industry leaders in implementing health-focused innovation and technology, providing peace of mind and protecting our future by being a certified partner in science-proven microbial control to provide advanced level janitorial services to their clients. Go to heritagebldg.com to get more info about cleaning and future of janitorial services. Heritage Building Maintenance.
There you go. Before we jump into, I don't even know where we're going to jump into, first thoughts on Deion Sanders.
Is that page two of my notes?
Let's flip that back. What did Steen say? He's taking that job. That's a good Division I job for him because the University of Colorado hasn't been relevant in the last 7 years. You know what they're going to do?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to say, Deion, prime time, you do what you want to do and we'll follow. Mm-hmm. And he came in and, man, did he that is not your typical first meeting with your team.
No.
What do you think of Deion Sanders taking that job?
I hint of surprise with the I didn't think it was showboaty enough for him of a program.
But I think he can showboat it.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's a Pac-12, so that's okay. I mean, that gets him. That gets
Pac-12
him.
Pac-12 that could possibly be
in the Big 12.
Big 12, right. Yeah. I think he's aware of that.
I think he's cool with that as well.
But, I mean, from even with his interview of, I think it was on 60 Minutes, you know, it's you, when you're in the uniform, you're in the uniform that I, you know, your dress code is your performance on the field. It's, you don't sag this, you pull your socks up, you do this, this, and this, you will be a certain way. And like I said, the phrase, as it was said, was your dress code is your performance on the field. So, I mean, he's how do I say this, seems to be no earrings in uniform, no hoodies in uniform, no sagging in uniform, no one sock up, no one sock down. Let the game separate you, not your dress code, Deion Sanders said during his 60-minute interview.
Yeah.
Okay. So, but to me, that was, I'm going to take the players that are not conforming to the other programs, if you know what I mean. And then he was going to make the most. Whereas, I mean, that surprised me. He's coming out to, it's Deion's way, it's prime time, and here's what we're going
to
do.
A couple of things that really struck out to me.
Yeah.
The first was, of all things, a couple of black journalists, one from CBS, one from ESPN, won't even mention their names, coming and saying, you know, he sold himself out because he went down there to do something where he was. Yeah, he did. He went down there to help kids, mm-hmm. and they won two national championships in a row, mm-hmm. just to prove to people, because they said, you haven't done it anywhere. So he goes, oh, I'm going to go down and I'm going to prove it, but I'm going to go to a school that I can help the kids and help the school. The school now has millions of dollars because of what he's done down there.
But they also just lost the star.
Right, they did.
So I hope the millions of dollars keep going to the way they're supposed to go.
And I do. And I think the facility and the university and everything should have known that, you know, this is the way this is going to – he's not staying down here because he wasn't taking money. He's not even taking that much money from – he doesn't need the money. But when he walked in to talk to the Colorado football players, first thing that happened is one of the kids' phones went off, and oh boy, was he not a happy camper. And the second one said, is, I'm coming here, and I brought some luggage. And when I bring luggage, it's Louis Vuitton luggage. So if you all think that, you know, well, I've been here, and that doesn't exist.
Right.
You are going to have people want to come to this school now because of prime time and what I bring and what my coaching staff brings and the ability to get you on TV. He's going to be – Colorado's never – I don't even think Colorado's been on a primetime game ever. They're going to be on primetime.
Absolutely. Funny. Primetime. All right.
He said, listen, but if you stay here and you work hard, you will play – you will enjoy it. You'll understand what it's like to be a man and do what you're supposed to do. There's no backstabbing. There's none of that.
Okay. So what I'm hearing out of you is you're going with the Colorado was lucky to get him.
Mm. Amazingly lucky.
Okay. Then
I think Colorado was excited and lucky because I think when I started talking to you about it, you were like, well, that's not a big enough program. And I'm like, but it's a program that's willing to give him carte blanche.
And that was.
He wasn't going to Auburn and get carte blanche.
I didn't. To me, that wasn't a fit for him.
No, it wasn't. And he has to go against Nick Saban. And him and Nick Saban are very, 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 very close.
Right.
And he didn't want to do that.
No.
He wasn't going to go to Mississippi. He wasn't going to, you know, those places have. So what I said is he doesn't want to go to California and have to compete with those other schools because he's there, but he can go and call, because Colorado's, that's a gorgeous campus. It is so cool.
Yes to all this you're saying, but here's the deal. He won with his former program with bringing in his players.
High-end players.
Okay.
That just didn't go to another university because he was down there. Okay. They could have been going to Oklahoma. They could have been going to Florida. They could have been going to all those places.
All right. So you're and people have, as soon as he landed in Colorado, people are starting to change their minds.
That transfer portal going into Colorado is so full that they're not going to know what to do. Okay.
So you think,
because he's going to win football games.
Okay. And you keep telling me over and over again that he's going to be fine because he gets to do the program the way he wants. He's got the keys and the kingdom. Mm-hmm. He's got carte blanche duty because that's how we won at Jackson State.
Jackson
State. But anyway, that was the deal because it was Dion's house, Dion's rules. They better truly do that because that's the way it worked. Mm-hmm. It's not now we've got the crown and a jewel on the crown. It's got to be Dion's crown. You follow what I'm saying?
Right. No difference.
That's why I was worried. And at the cocktail party, I said my opinion of, I don't think it's going to work. I don't think, but you're telling me he's got all the people that he wants. He's going to have all the power. He's the coach, the GM. He's the everything that he wants to be and make the rules. And this is going to work at this level.
You know who taught him that?
Nick Saban. All right.
You think Alabama players have the ability to go outside the box and not listen to Nick Saban? And be there very long? I mean, there is popular with kids, Ed Orgeron, but he doesn't get his players to play at a high level. His players like him.
Right.
Players respect Nick Saban. Players want to play for Nick Saban.
Okay.
And this was my big deal with Dion. I can walk into Colorado and I can say, okay, I've got 3 5-star wide receivers. First time they've been down here. What can I do? That's a good idea. Jerry, come down here and help me with these 3 guys and show them what it's like to be a wide receiver. That would be Jerry Rice. Hey, I've got a safety back here, and he's pretty darn good, but is he that good? Ronnie, what are you doing?
Right.
I need you here.
Right.
Anybody that he wants, he can call. That's what he is. There's not a lot of people out there that are what he is and is willing to pass on his knowledge by coaching kids. Even at Jackson State, or however we said it was still about the players. I mean, he was still prime time, but man, when it came push to shove, he was showing off his players.
Right.
It wasn't all about prime time. Now that first meeting there, that was all about prime time because if you think you're just going to, you know, waggle and not do what you're supposed to do.
I know. And I saw
you
it.
Gone.
He pointed and looked, said, that's my quarterback. We'll see about that. I mean, it's going to be his way or the highway, quote unquote. Yeah. But I am not. Oh, this is perfect. This is the next. Oh, he. You know what? He's going to be here a few years at Colorado, and then Saban's going to retire. He's going to take over. He's going to be a juggernaut for 20 years.
I don't think he wants to do Alabama, and I don't think he wants to fall. Not only did he not want to coach against Nick Saban, he doesn't want to follow Nick Saban either.
Right.
Because.
But what I'm just saying,
it's going to change, but.
This is not going to be a home run out of the box. I think he is going to.
Depends on how many kids transfer in. He's going to have a 5-star quarterback. He's going to have a 5-star running back. He's going to have a 5-star wide receiver because they're going to go there. They're going to transfer there. They're going
to
go.
So it relates to he is a good coach on the field as well.
I think he's a great coach on the field because he knows.
He's a defensive coach, Gary. Come on.
He's a defensive coach and an offensive coach. He played both, my friend.
Come on, I'm just trying to get you here.
There was not a better hire in this country that you could have done, that Colorado could have said, I'm going to hire this guy, and my chance, I'll even give you this. I'll give it 75-25. Because maybe he just doesn't like snow. I don't know. But there's nobody else that Colorado could have went out and plucked from somebody and said, I have a 75% chance of doing better than I've done the last 7 years.
Okay there, Crystal.
More than him.
No, I'm listening to your passion that you're talking about. You think it's a good fit. He's got the keys to the kingdom here. So next year, will he breach the top 25?
Ask me in 3 weeks. I'm going to say he's going to be in the top 25. I'll tell you they'll be over 500, and I don't think Colorado's been over 500 in 7 years.
You're not telling me they're going to be preseason top 25.
Mm, once again, depends on who
which falls into place for this Colorado program. Okay.
There could be 40 people transfer into Colorado. And when you're, I mean, look, today he gets the Colorado job and calls Caden Proctor personally. And Caden Proctor said, hey, I just got offered to go to Colorado. Put it on social media. Well, but, everybody but, thinks he's going to go to Iowa. I understand that.
Right.
Caden Proctor doesn't, hey, Dion, thanks, buddy. That was awesome.
But in Caden Proctor's defense, every offer that he's gotten, he's put on social media. It's not
probably not every one of them because he's been offered by everyone.
Right, exactly. But I mean, he is very.
But it's late.
He's very.
But he also
open with everybody.
He also took a trip, and which place did he go?
To Oregon.
To Oregon.
Yeah.
If I had to choose between going to Oregon or going to primetime and being at Colorado, I would think about it.
Or going to Iowa.
I would definitely think about going to play for Dion before I would play. If I was a defensive, if Caden Proctor was a defensive lineman coming in, five-star defensive lineman, I'd say, you know what, you can go to Iowa. And it used to be I would say that about offensive linemen too, because they used to pop offensive linemen in. They don't anymore, but their defense is good.
When you think of Dion in the NFL, what picture comes? What uniforms he wearing?
Cowboys.
Okay, and me too. I agree.
He was more fun to watch when he was with the Falcons, but he was prime time. I mean, he was prime time
right.
in Atlanta too, but it was just fun to watch him play there.
Yeah, if you ask me how
I remember Dion, high stepping down the sideline, yeah. scored a touchdown.
Exactly.
But it matters. I mean, listen, I love Matt Campbell. If Deion Sanders would have said, hey, you know what? I want to get into farming too. So I'm going to take prime time to farming. And he goes, I want to go to Iowa State. I'd have been right in the check.
Exactly. Prime time needs an ag school.
I need an agriculture.
I like a nice background. Illuminated bridge.
But that I knew that wasn't going to happen. But it puts Colorado in a spot they haven't been in. Nobody even knew Colorado had football anymore. And they were good. Eric Bieniemy was, I mean,
I remember we're in the Big 12. Yes. I mean, Iowa State games. It was, yeah.
And they've been irrelevant. And I think that gets them.
What's the connection? Did they just say, hey? Or was there a connection there that I don't know about?
The connection was I need to be in one of the four. I need to be in the Big Ten, the ACC, right. the Pac-12, or the SEC. I don't want to go to the SEC because I'm not messing with him.
Well, and I think he sees the writing on the wall that the Pac-12 is going to be part of.
Yeah, and the other part of that is I think I can go into California and I can recruit just as well as Lincoln Riley can.
Right.
And UCLA is nothing. And really, Nike, I think I could get Phil Knight to come here and help me recruit. I've made him more money than the University of Oregon's made them.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got a lot of offers.
It's going to be exciting.
Does that mean is he a great coach? I don't know if he's a great coach, but he's a great teacher and a great father figure for some of these kids.
He's a great CEO. Let's see if he can actually run the organization.
But it's Colorado.
Yeah, I know.
So
we're going to talk about it a lot in this next year. I know we are.
Oh, I know. You've been listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We're live on 101.3 FM, 1700 Champ AM. Be right back.
StoryCorps Love Has No Labels in the Ad Council.
1700 The Champ, Central Iowa's home for sports talk radio. Steen on Sports, real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Happy Tuesday. Last segment of the first hour already. This feels like we just got here. Holy buckets. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We're bringing you your sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, real sports talk for real sports fans. Check us out on Twitter at Steen on Sports, at Scott Brower _13, at 1700 The Champ, and at Happy Hour _SS. Facebook is at 1700 The Champ as well. UNI Toledo, we are a UNI affiliate. UNI Toledo, 7 o'clock pregame tonight. Raiders Rams on Thursday. And then Friday, we get a little UNI McNeese State on top of that. Army Navy game this weekend. That'll be exciting as well. I will take this next one, and I will hit Palmer Group, an employee-owned company providing employment services since 1998. Finding a job has always been challenging, but in 2022, 2023, it's now even more daunting. Palmer Group was founded to change the dynamic and focus on both the clients and the candidates to make lives better. The company's motto of getting candidates and companies on the same page to make things happen has never been more important or challenging. Currently, over 300 jobs are open on the website at thepalmergroup.com. Jobs in accounting, finance, admin, customer service, manufacturing, information technology, mortgage and banking. Keep both the staff and candidates very busy. Check out the website and find out what Palmer Group can do for you. All of you seniors getting ready to take finals, getting ready to head into your last semester, your resumes, how to answer interview questions, how to schedule an interview, what to look for, what to wear, all those things. They'll help you do that. Mm-hmm. It'll make your life easier to find a job. And I'm here to tell you that there's plenty of them. Don't let people tell you that there's not work out there, because there's all kinds of work out there. Right. There are all kinds of people wanting to hire people.
They're
going
to show you the playbook to help you out.
Okay. So I told you during the break that I was going to tell you a quick story. So we go up
to Ames.
We went up to Ames. Rob had to go to a board of directors meeting in New York for his company.
So you got his tickets.
I got his tickets. And so Jen and I went up. We picked up Nate. Went to Macabana, the macaroni cheese place.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh, is it good?
Yep.
Went into Johnny's, had a few beers, went out, sat down. But before that, while we were driving up, getting ready to drive down to get Nate, we're driving the way we kind of always come in the back and look at, you know, we kind of look at Jack Trice and all that and come that way. And we're driving down through this neighborhood and see this husband and wife pushing two kids in a stroller, just pop, 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 drive by him. Kind of, I look at him, he kind of looks at me, and I slam on my brakes and turn my car around. Guess who it was? It might have been Maddie Nelson.
Oh,
and Jen's like, are you sure it's him? Because this could be like illegal, that how you're like stalking him.
Oh, he's pretty unique looking.
Yeah, he was.
Well, good.
And they were out for a stroll coming home from church and going back to their house. And it was good to see him. And he's like, I'm really interested about how this game's going to go. And we just talked a little bit about during break that, man, they play hard. And I want to know how many shirts TJ has, because you would think that he'd be going through a bunch of them, because, man, he's just a bundle of – they all are. All their coaches.
Oh, they're very animated.
Yes.
They're very active.
And getting people to do things. It was fun to watch. This is what I want for Christmas. If any listeners are out there, I want a hooded sweatshirt with my man, Rob, Robert Jones. I want a picture of Rob on my sweat. I love, he went from somebody that every time he got up, I just kind of went, ugh. But I loved him because he's one of the nicest people I've ever met in my life. Now he has worked his tail off, right-handed, left-handed. I mean, he does so many things. He just, everybody loves him. And man, does he get some love up in Ames. And it's so funny because, so Sam, one of Nate's roommates, best friends from high school, is he's one of the head
he's a trainer for the team.
Well, not a trainer, but a stat guy and basketball manager for the team. And he said that one of the first games of the season, they're like, boy, this, you know, no students yet. I mean, the students weren't there. And he's like, boy, this, that sounded really cool. This was fun. And they're like, yeah, wait till you, that place was hopping on Sunday for St. John's. It was loud.
I was watching.
It's so much fun to watch.
Had it going on. Had all, you know, the multiple TVs going on. It's a lot of sports going on. My thing is tonight's the big game.
What a huge week, right?
Yeah.
So you just said we get Iowa Duke tonight.
Iowa Duke tonight, and that's
a huge game for Iowa,
right?
And they can stay with Duke. I don't know if they can stay with Duke the whole game, but I think they can stay with Duke. Duke's only a 2.5-point favorite.
But still, I'm saying that this is going to be a battle. This is to be a big battle between the two of them. It's not going to be take a breath, walk away. We won by 20.
Yeah, no.
That not, and then and you've then got you tomorrow, go, and then you go against Iowa State on I mean, I'm not saying that Iowa State's a juggernaut, but I mean, this is a lot.
This is a team that
boom,
plays.
Boom, boom.
This isn't your Iowa State team back in the Prohm days, or Johnny Orr or Tim Floyd or Fred Hoiberg that ran up and down the floor and we're going to outscore you. They want to outscore you and not ever let you hit a shot.
I call it steam block ball. They want to frustrate you
to everything that you do. So you have Iowa Duke tonight. You have Hawkeye women, Cyclone women tomorrow night.
Yep.
And then right back into Carver. Then you have Iowa State men and Iowa men on Thursday. That is some crazy stuff. And here's this is part of our program here. And Scott and I believe in this. Women's game sold out. Men's game not sold out in Carver. And that's sold out, not dropping the curtains down in Carver.
Right. I was going to say, because that's tomorrow at 6 for the women. Man, ISU 10, Iowa 16.
Yep.
I was hoping it would have been a top 10. But, I mean, they're both shown that they're
women's
human.
Women's basketball is kind of like that. There are a lot of teams have losses. Connecticut, who came back and beat Iowa because of Azia Fudd.
Right.
She just hurt her knee. She's out like 6 weeks.
Yep.
So, I mean, UConn's going to struggle a little bit. A lot of good teams, a lot of good men's teams too. And you're seeing something that hasn't happened in college basketball in 20 years, North Carolina, not in the top 25, mm-hmm. There's, you can just pick teams and they're not, some of these smaller schools are popping in there. We always talk about name, image, and likeness with football, with college football. Name, image, and likeness isn't as easy to do when you have 100 football players. Name, image, and likeness makes a difference when on your basketball team when you have 15.
Right.
And name, image, and likeness, and the most it may not be the most important thing, and it used to be too much of an important thing, is playing time. And the ability not to be given playing time, but the ability to have the chance to fight for playing time is a bigger deal now. And if you went to some of the places that were, you and I have been watching college basketball for a long time. Mm-hmm. Throw T in there. We've been watching it forever. And it used to be Iowa was 7 deep. The Cyclones were 7 deep. Iowa State plays 12. Iowa plays 11.
Yeah, I was going to say at least 10. Yeah.
And they play a lot because you almost have to because the speed and the pace. It used to be there was such a difference in watching talent from high school to college than from college to the pros. There's some college – I've watched some college games this year that have been rough and mostly because of defense being played. And – there's a lot of defensive coaches. TJ's a defensive coach. McCaffrey's an offensive coach, but knew that he needed to bring somebody in to instill that defensive tenacity, which he's done. And TJ has people on his staff, Coach Green and a couple of others, that have instilled the offensive part of that. And Iowa has done it by having shooters and then having penetration and out. Iowa State does it by movement. It's fun to watch both of these teams.
Right. Is it going to be that game though that
I think it's going to be 70-62.
Okay. So it's not, but it's going to be that if Chris Murray goes for 30, Iowa wins. If Grill goes for 30, Iowa State wins. Is it going to one of those two teams is going to have a guy go off to win that game.
See, I think that Iowa State would be more inept to let Chris Murray go for 30 and stop everybody else. I don't know if you can
so to
do
make
that
it one-sided
with
the
Iowa
defense.
State.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. I see what you're doing.
Because I don't think that Iowa State has that guy. They don't. That's the difference right now, and it's a great difference, and it's a great thing for the University of Iowa. I would love to have Chris Murray. Iowa State doesn't have somebody that they have to feed the ball to for that ability to score 30. They just want to score.
All right. I got some Johnny's Club questions if you come back. So
perfect. All right. Break. Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We sure thank you for coming in and listening. You're listening to us live on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. We will be back top of the hour, second hour already. Can't believe it. We'll be right back.